But Zedekiah now rebelled. So it came to pass, this is chapter 25 now, verse 1, came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his host, against Jerusalem, pitched against it. They built forts against it round about. The city was besieged till the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And then we're told, on the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. And the city was broken up. All the men of war fled by night by the way of the gate between two walls, which is by the king's garden. Now the Chaldees were against the city round about, and the king went the way toward the plain. The army of the Chaldees pursued after the king, overtook him in the plains of Jericho. All his army was scattered from him. So they took the king, brought him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah, and they gave judgment upon him. Now notice this. This was something that Jeremiah had predicted, and he was considered a traitor because he told the people the truth. Verse 7, and they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, put out the eyes of Zedekiah, bound him with fetters of brass, and carried him to Babylon. This man deceived a false prophet that would not listen to God's prophet. Now he's carried away into captivity, blinded. Now what did Nebuchadnezzar do? Well, because this city had rebelled, verse 9, he burnt the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem and every great man's house, burnt he with fire. Now this city was burnt and leveled so that when Nehemiah came later on, after the 70 years captivity, and looked upon that waste, it almost seemed hopeless and helpless. And he rallied the people. And the thing he had to overcome more than anything else was discouragement. These people were discouraged. What had happened? Well, the armies of Nebuchadnezzar had now broken into the city. The false prophets were false prophets. They'd said, God won't let this city be destroyed. And there are people today that are giving out in this country a false message, friend. They're saying that we're part of the ten lost tribes. They're saying, God's on our side. He won't let us down. Why, my friend, God doesn't have to have us. Where did that notion come from? Well, it came from this period. And God sent them into captivity. Sad day for them. And it ought to be a lesson for us in this day. Now let me begin reading at verse 10. And all the army of the Chaldees that were with the captain of the guard break down the walls of Jerusalem round about. Now the rest of the people that were left in the city and the fugitives that fell away to the king of Babylon with the remnant of the multitude did Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carry away. But the captain of the guard left of the poor of the land to be vine dressers and husbandmen. And the pillars of brass that were in the house of the Lord and the bases, the brazen sea that was in the house of the Lord, did the Chaldees break in pieces, carried the brass of them to Babylon. And the pots and the shovels and the snuffers and the spoons. In other words, he cleaned house. He just absolutely cleaned out the temple before it was destroyed with fire. And all of that was taken away into Babylon and all of these vessels. Now we'll have an occasion we get to the book of Daniel to find those vessels were stored away and then were brought out when Belshazzar had that great banquet in his day. And there's a great deal of detail here about all that he took. And I'm not going to read all of that, but it reveals that he plundered the city of Jerusalem, burned it, and leveled it with the ground. And it was a great rubble that was there. You see, that city has been destroyed about 27 times. And each time, it's been rebuilt on the rubble, one right upon another. And the hill that Jerusalem is built on today is largely the rubble of past cities that is built up there. You hear people say today, especially all these tour agents, they amuse me. They say, come and go to Israel and walk today where Jesus walked. Well, my friend, you won't be walking where Jesus walked in Jerusalem. If you go to several spots there, and I'll not take time to go into detail, but if you go to them and look, You have to look all the way down, sometimes 20 feet, sometimes 25, sometimes 45 feet down to see the city that Jesus lived in and walked in. That is something that's quite interesting. Now, we are told here that he took all the people into captivity, and then, verse 24, he made Gedaliah governor of the land. And Gedaliah sware to them and to their men, and said unto them, fear not to be the servants of the Chaldees. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon. It shall be well with you. They had only listened to Jeremiah. They wouldn't be in that sad condition. Now we are told it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of the seed royal, he came and 10 men with him, and he smote Gedaliah that he died, and the Jews and the Chaldees that were with him at Mizpah. And all the people, both small and great, and the captains of the armies arose and came to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldees. A great company of them fled into Egypt and became colonists down there. And by the way, Jeremiah went with that group. He didn't go willingly. They took him. So it came to pass, verse 27, in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, that Evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, did lift up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, out of prison. He spoke kindly to him, set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, changed his prison garments, and he did eat bread continually before him all the days of his life. But you see, he is a subject king in a foreign court. All right, we finish 2 Kings. We will go next time to the Epistle to the Romans. I hope to meet you in the Epistle to the Romans.